And you're listening to The Blues on WBFO. I'm Pat Feldball, and this is music from Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown, their CD, The Devil to Pay, and a track called Grew Up in the Blues. Simmons from his most recent release, The Devil to Pay. Simmons is one of those people who's great to talk to. You know, he was out there in the 60s when all the musical heroes of We Baby Boomers were getting started. Savoy Brown opened the show for Cream at their first London show. He's got an interesting perspective on all things rock and blues. Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown are going to be playing a date in Buffalo on November 4th at the Sportsman's, and I had a chance to speak with Kim recently. He was on the road in Oakland, California, about to play a gig at Yoshi's when we talked. Hey, Kim, you're out on the West Coast, coming to Buffalo soon. Pretty busy.
Yeah, you know, it's Yeah, it's been going pretty good actually, you know, and it's not crazy. I spend a lot of time at home, and so you know, I try to get a nice balance, you know, between staying busy but not crazy busy. I don't think I'm interested in the slightest in being crazy busy. And it's probably good because you know, things are just where they should be, I think, right now, you know, and at this stage of my career, you know, it feels very good. Got a, you know, an audience that appreciates you and understand who you are, and you know, who could ask for more?
So tell me a little bit about the band you've got on the road with you, and that will be coming to Buffalo.
Yeah, I've got Pat DeSalvo on bass guitar, Garnick Rim on drums. We're a three-piece band. We've got to have great chemistry together. One of the reasons I'm keeping it as a three-piece is because we have got that chemistry, and adding a fourth or fifth member would be quite difficult, and it would upset the chemistry if I've already tried it, you know. So I've got this great chemistry with the guys. Three-piece allows me to play guitar. I tend to, with another instrument in the band, I tend to get a little lazy and not play. And so the three piece doesn't allow me to do that. I have to play the guitar, and so the band's great. Pat and Garnett, fantastic. I play old material, new material, and I play future material. You know, material that say for 2017. So the show, you know, try to keep the show, not so much retro. As you know, a blend of everything, really.
I know the last time we spoke, The Devil to Pay was a new release. What is the current status of your next new release?
Well, we're just putting the material together. I'm doing a room rehearsal right now here in the hotel, you know, and trying new material. What I've been doing is writing new material in the afternoon. Do it at sound check, and if you like it, we bring it into the show that night to, you know, to test it out. So every night we're testing out three or four songs, and it's fun for the audience because they feel part of the process. You know, if they give it a thumbs down, it's not going to happen here. But if they really respond, we think, okay, well, there's a good one there. So really, since, you know, Devil to Pay came out, but I was immediately moving on to the next one. And so we're in the process now. We play a couple of songs, of course, off the Devil to Pay album. That's what I call new songs. We do the old songs, you know, stuff from the 60s and 70s. And then each night we'll do a three or four songs for preparation for next year. And this is the best way to do it, is to actually, you know, audience test the songs. It's a very, very good way of doing it, because we learn the songs at the same time, and also it preps an audience. You know, if they like it, as they do right now, they already want the album for 2017. And I think that that's one thing that also keeps a career going, is you're constantly thinking of you know, preparing the future. And when I look back, say an album like Looking In 1970, we knew it was a good album. We knew I had good material, and we knew, you know, and so it didn't matter what was happening around us in the present. You know, we knew I had laid the foundations for the future. You're always laying those bricks that, you know, keep building the road so you can move forward. And that's really what I'm doing now. You know, I really feel strong about the material. I think you have to, you always feel that about new stuff, but this is particularly exciting, you know. And I think then the audience get excited, and everybody gets excited, and now you put in a few bricks towards you know, moving forward.
Well, and by the time November 4th rolls around, you may have a few more songs to test.
Well, I think so. I definitely think so. I'm getting to that point where I think I'm getting to the point where I have the album songs, and it's been an incredibly long process. You know, just getting 10 songs that I feel, you know, I'm working in a slightly different area musically, and so it's been a little demanding. And I think I'm going to get to 10 songs and probably call it at that. Because if I say, okay, let's make it 12 songs, that'll be another 6 months, you know, of experimenting. But yeah, November the 4th, for sure, there'll be future material in that show.
Now, when you say you're working in a slightly different area, what do you mean by that?
Well, it was thought that my last two albums were more traditional blues. And this one, I am now pushing it, bringing in more of a rock element into the music. But at the same time, of course, what does that mean? It's not going to be, you know, indies rock or anything. That's not me, you know. It's got to be the right kind of blend, which I've got right, of course, in the past. If I can get that right blend of blues and rock together, it's very satisfying for me and very satisfying for the audience. And at my best with Savoy Brown, that's exactly what I've done. You know, to achieve that, though, it's very, very difficult, because you have to be very tough on yourself, very tough on the songs. You have to really, you know, you've got to get that right blend, you know. And so, yeah, so there you go. So it's not, there is, of course, it's blues, you know. If you would say to anybody, they say, "Oh, that's, you're playing blues," but of course, it's not. I'm leaving the traditional forms largely behind, and moving forward in a more with a more blues rock thing, you know. Really, it's just forms. It's just it probably sounds no different to an audience. I don't know, to non-musicians, you know. It's just less of the traditional form of song construction, more into a, you know, the more intricate song construction, I guess you could say.
Well, I've been listening very closely to your most recent stuff, and I'm anxious to hear this now.
Yeah, you certainly hear some of the songs, and by then we'll know what the best ones are, so we'll probably play the best ones.
Well, you know, I can't imagine that you've been getting too many thumbs down from the audience.
I haven't, actually. You know, one of the songs morphed from a ballad into a, wasn't quite working. It was going down quite well, but I've been, you know, really wanting to do a ballad, and I must have written half a dozen of really good ballads, but I've just come to the realization, really, in the last few days, that it is just not appropriate for the next record. So this particular song I'm thinking of, it was one of the songs started off as a ballad. You can actually see it on the on YouTube. So when we first did it, now it's morphed into this wonderful sort of slow, smoldering blues boogie thing. You know, so it's fascinating how if you take the time, you know, how things can develop, and that's what we're doing here. You know, is taking the time and. And it's what everybody does, you know. I think that I was watching a some kind of documentary. I think it was the Keith Richards documentary, Under the Influence, was it? And he was saying that, you know, Sympathy for the Devil was like a Bob Dylan song when it started. And, you know, it morphed into something else. So that's, you know, it's fun. It really is a lot of fun when you can give ideas a chance to develop. And sometimes we're under the gun, don't have that opportunity to give them, you know, I mean, maybe the Stones in a different era, different time, different place, might have been under the gun to just record, you know, and Sympathy of the Devil might have never come out like it did come out. So if you've got the opportunity and can develop the material, it's a real fun process.
Can you tell me the name of the song that started?
Yeah, Thunder, Lightning, and Rain.
I think that's fascinating. I thanks for tipping us off to that.
Okay, good. There you go.
Okay, let's check out this tune. These recordings were taken from YouTube. Let's listen to a little bit of the ballady version of Thunder, Lightning, and Rain and compare it to the rockier version, the evolutionary version of Thunder, Lightning, and Rain.
Ain't gonna be no more summer. It's winter over again. Outside my window, it's just thunder, lightning, and rain. I
Here's a little bit of the morphed version of Thunder, Lightning, and Rain.
Ain't gonna be no more summer. It's winter over again. Outside of my window, it's just thunder, lightning, and rain.
There's a little bit of the song Thunder, Lightning, and Rain as performed by Savoy Brown, and a couple of versions there. It's the song morphed from what Kim described as a ballad to a little bit more rocky version. If you'd like to hear the entirety of both of those tunes, they're available on YouTube and they're easy to check out.
Right now, I think I'm very happy where it's at.
And there's Kim Simmons on the road with Savoy Brown coming to Buffalo on November 4th at the Sportsman's. Kim, thanks very much for your time today. I look forward to seeing you soon.
My pleasure.
Let's close this out with a tune from The Devil to Pay. This is Whiskey Headed Woman. I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to The Blues on WBFO.
That girl's got on her mind. Every time I see that woman, she's got a glass in her hand. Every time I see that woman, she's got a glass in her hand. Now if she keeps on drinking, she's gonna have to find another man. No, she ain't quitting, that's how she'll always be. She loves that whiskey more than me. I got a whiskey-headed baby, she's drinking all the time. All through the day and night, it's the only thing that girl's got on her mind. Quitting, that's how she'll always be. She loves that whiskey more than me. I got a whiskey-headed baby, she's drinking all the time.